Welcome to the Tech Webcast Podcast, episode 419, recorded on the 18th of March 2017. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday at noon Melbourne time. Rate us on iTunes and like us at facebook.com/techwebcast. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast and download the Tech Webcast iPhone or Android app. You can also support us at patreon.com/techwebcast. We'd also like to thank one of our sponsors, and that is Still Spinning, STILL Spinning. That is Kevin Carpenter, who has a wonderful YouTube channel with all things vinyl. So again, that is STILL Still Spinning. And our guest today is Christian Hughes, and your hosts are Brad Aldwin and myself, Daryl.
Tech Webcast! Streamed from our brains to our mouths, to your ears, to your brain. It's like our brains are holding hands. Brain hands. That doesn't really make sense, but Tech Webcast does. Tech stuff, gadgets, games. Come and wander around geek heaven with us. Tech Webcast, here, now. Hold brain hands.
Hello, Brad.
Awesome.
Are we ready to go? We're ready to go.
Hello.
There was a lot of dead air there for a second. I wasn't sure.
I was waiting for her, Daryl, to read the
thing. Okay. Yep.
Oh, I thought there was another intro there after that. I was waiting for the next thing. Okay.
Let's go.
All right.
It's always fun with this podcast.
Awesome. So here we are. Welcome. Hello. Welcome to our next episode of Tech Webcast. We have our host, Daryl, Brad, and Aldwin here, and it is with great pleasure that I introduce our special guest today, who comes to us live from the Gold Coast. Daryl and Brad are in Melbourne, and I am in Sydney right now. So we're coming from all around Australia. Christian Hughes is our special guest. Now, he started his career in the trade working as a tiler for nearly 20 years before finally hanging up his tools to pursue a career in sales and marketing. And it was here that he discovered his real talent for building businesses and helping companies tap into their unrealized potential to earn huge amounts of revenue. Working alongside Matt and Amanda Clarkson, his sister, in their eBay education business, Christian was able to implement his strategies and techniques to bring in an extra $12 million in revenue within just a few years. Now he has partnered up with the amazing Stephen Esser, known as the webinar guy, with X10 Effect, and he's well on his way now to scaling up the business from $2 million to $10 million a year with his introduction of proven sales strategies. Very exciting. I'm so proud and honored to have you on the show, Christian, today. And I'm sure we're all going to learn a lot today, all about how to scale businesses and how to use technology to get out of a 9-to-5 job. Welcome, Christian.
Hi, Auburn. How are you? Great to be on. Daryl, Brad, thank you for having me on today, guys. A really big pleasure.
Good to have you on the show, mate.
Yeah, man, listen, really excited to see what we can have a chat about today and I guess enlighten some people into the big picture. You know, one thing that I love to be able to do is inspire people and give people a really clear snapshots what's possible when you get out of the typical 9-to-5 and get into more of the technology-based kind of incomes and really stretch yourself and see what you can do with it.
Yeah, it really is. It's such an exciting time now, Christian, with technology. We've had so many millionaires come out of the blue, really, in the last 20 years or so. And we're really just at the surface. There's so much opportunity, isn't there, really, with what we can do with technology. So if you could just shed some light on what you've noticed, you know, how changes in technology are impacting the way we do business today.
Yeah, it's a great statement you made, Orwin. I guess to give you guys an understanding of where I come from and to let you know what it's like to make that step, I'm 43 years old and I left school when I was just over 13 years old, so I wasn't formally educated, you know, and that made it very, very hard for me to distinguish what I wanted to do after the fact. And, you know, when you get old enough and you get into the 20s and the 30s, when you've got to start thinking about careers. So I went into the trade and I was a tradie for just over 22 years. Very successful tradie, made a lot of money, but still, you know, tapping away on a hammer because that was what I knew. And what I noticed over the period of best part of 4 to 5 years, I noticed a lot of people lifestyles were changing. They were getting a lot more time. They weren't swapping dollars for hours, and they were getting out of the typical 9 to 5 jobs and using technology, using the internet to get on and make a lot of money. And I mean a lot of money too. It was really a vision of speed wealth. You know, we would look at how our parents would operate. Our parents, you know, and I'm sure everybody was taught the same mentality. You get up, you go to work, you work very hard. You're going to get a good paycheck at the end. But, you know, that was swapping dollars for hours. Now people are able to get online through many different mediums, whether it be social media, webinars, products online for sale, and they can leverage. You know, they can reach one to many. But more importantly, they're able to really create a huge income. Like, I mean, incomes that people never even imagined. You know, you can earn in the $5 to $10 million a year mark.
Very exciting. And and that's exactly, in fact, what the webinar guy did, Stephen Esser, the guy that you're working with. You know, 5 years ago, he was a panel beater in the western suburbs of Sydney, and now he's a multimillionaire doing webinars and teaching people how to do webinars. And, in fact, he taught me how to do my webinar with the Mass Media Mastery Program that I launched a few years ago, and now I've got clients from all over the world with that business. So, you know, he's an awesome guy, changing a lot of lives, and now you've partnered up with him, which is very exciting. So webinars are huge now. Can you explain a little bit about, you know, how webinars are taking over the way that we actually get information nowadays?
Absolutely. The big thing about webinars, it's kind of like a hot word at the moment. It's not the word entrepreneur. Everybody's starting to realize that webinars are the best way to be able to build trust and knowledge. And probably more importantly, put somebody in a captive situation where they can deliver a message in the best way possible, create a need, give a solution, and then have a call to action. People don't know what a call to action is. Call to action is an ability to ask for a sale at the end of a presentation. If you had gone back probably 3 years ago, the main way people got their message out there was advertising, getting people to come to a seminar, putting them in a room, dealing with the no-shows, dealing with the facts that people couldn't get there. People would complain about having to pay for petrol or parking. It was very hard. Webinars are the best way possible where you can tap into a database, and probably more importantly, you can go to other databases and you can create an online seminar. So if you've got a product that you want to promote, or if you've got a sale that you want to be bringing in for your company, like with us, we're one of the only internet companies, actually the only internet company on the market today that we know that actually sells with the service that we use to sell with, if that makes sense. So what that means is people come along to us and they watch a webinar and they get educated about what we do, which is we educators ourselves. We explain to them in a sort of a flow that gets them excited. We create a need for them and show them why this is so important that they have it into their life or business. And then we show them how to close and at the end of the day, bring revenue in. And that's my specialty. That's why I've teamed up with Steve. It'd be probably nearly 6 months ago, I decided to take a hiatus from work and spend some time with the family. And you guys would probably understand when you go into the technology-based lifestyle, you are on 24/7.
Yep.
You are on 24/7. You don't stop. You know, like you're either on social media, you're doing blogs, you're answering emails. You know, it's exciting, but it doesn't stop. So 6 months ago, I decided to take a hiatus and say, listen, I'm going to spend some time with the family. I'm going to get offline. And 6 hours after I decided that and made the announcement, Steve was on the phone and said, listen, I'd really love you to come and have a look at what we do. We've got an amazing product here in educating people in webinars, and I want you on board with the company. And the biggest thing that he wanted me on board for, because he knew my ability to scale businesses, I can bring in money very, very well. And that's not only through structure, it's through sales teams, marketing, and I guess based around this thing, clever use of the internet, you know, clever use of marketing via social media, via webinars, via emails, via text messages, and getting people involved. Does that make sense, guys?
Yep. Yes, it does. Yes.
So,
yes.
Yeah. With webinars, what throwing the technology side, what sort of technology do you use when you're going to run a webinar? Do you have a specific package that you use all the time, or do you sort of mix and match?
It's a great thing. Great question, Darryl. What we do is basically when people want to use a webinar, they need to have a hosting site. So we use one called GoToWebinar. The great thing with GoToWebinar, or we even use Webinar Speed. If anybody's listening to this and they want an amazing webinar software program, if you go to webinarspeed.com, you'll find our software program. We actually give it away for nothing. Now, what this does, it allows you to invite people in. They all get an opportunity to log in and listen. You can have either listen mode or you can have activity mode where everybody can talk on the webinar. And what you do is you're creating a community online. Right, so they can be anywhere in the world. Guys, we did a webinar last, I think it was Tuesday night, and we had over 700 people on, and that was over the complete planet. We had people from Canada, America, New Zealand, Europe, you name it, they were there. And it's amazing being able to have such a multicultural audience by using the technology of webinars. You know, there's nothing quite like it out there. And I recommend to anybody that's got a business, anybody that wants to go out and touch audiences, or probably more importantly, go into other people's databases and touch their audiences. There is nothing better on the market today that you can use than a webinar, because the close rate that you can do is 1 in 10, and there isn't anything out there quite like that. With social media, a lot of people try to use sales in social media. It's very hard because social media is really a place that you socially interact. You know, you're on there to find out what's going on, what's happening in the world. It's really hard to create sales through that. Does that make sense, guys?
Yeah, we've used at my workplace, you know, because we do education, we're developing online resources. We use Zoom for webinars, and we've used WizIQ in the past. And and GoToWebinar, I mean, that's a well-known one. You know, I think Citrix is the I think it's a Citrix company. Go to webinars, go to meeting, go to webinar, go to they're all my philosophy is, as long as they're easy for the attendees to actually join and participate, it's good. You know, you don't want something that they have to jump through hoops to be able to connect to.
And that's what we try to do. Like with our company, like with X10 Effect, we've developed software programs to make it easy. It's a really good point you brought up. You'll find that as technology is getting out there, like Darryl, you mentioned you're a couple of years older than us, right? Going back 10 years ago, you probably, there wasn't anything like a webinar out there. There was social media, was barely here. And now it's coming in. Like, I know our oldest student is 84 years old. Yep. Now, she's a lady. This is the amazing thing about what we do, what we educate in. But you talk about how technology is changing the world. We have an 84-year-old student that come to us and said, I have bought and sold houses in America. I understand how to flip houses and make money, and I reckon that people would like to know about this and would pay me for my knowledge. And I've gone, well, you know, absolutely. Now, she runs webinars all throughout the world. She does them from here, but she runs them and people chime in all throughout the world and buy her product. Now, she's 84 years old, and she's been able to tap into the power of that. And she does make a lot of money, but she's a very, very savvy lady. But I look at that and go, isn't that amazing? We can now bring the older generation in, teach them something new, teach them how to use technology for their benefit, because they sometimes get very daunted by it, or very confused or frightened of it even. And they don't need to be. Like companies now, especially us, we try to keep things as simple as possible and getting from A to Z without too many headaches.
Yep.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, not too many key strokes, not too many hoops to jump. Otherwise, yeah, people just won't use the service if they've got to, you know, be a geek or a technology guru before they can actually even enter, whether it's a webinar or online meeting space or something like that. So, yeah. It's interesting stuff. Yeah, you say, well, I'm a few years older, and I can remember the first technology that I ever used to hear audio, is not less video. Audio over the internet was about 20 years ago, and no one had broadband here in those days. It was dial-up, and we used a product that Microsoft produced called NetMeeting. And it had a video component, but we didn't, in Australia, we didn't have broadband. So, you know, we use the audio, and you'd speak, and then you'd wait so many seconds, and someone else would hear the message, and then they'd speak back, and when we, again, you think at the time that's amazing to talk to someone over, you know, across the other side of the planet. But now, with the technology and the improvements in internet speed, and the fact we've got tablets and phones and watches and various other things, you can just do anything.
Yeah, I'm still amazed now. Like, I was having a chat with a lady. I've got a phone call after this. I'm chatting with a lady in America. We're helping her design her business and bring webinars into that. Like, tapping into America, and when I'm talking to her, it's like I'm talking to you guys.
Yep.
You know, the whole generation gap and the whole distance gap has just been brought down, and it makes business potent. It means that, that people that use the internet now, they use technology in their businesses, they can reach such a massive, broad spectrum of people. And it's about – this is where the revenue comes in. Like, so far gone are the days that I have a bricks and mortar store. Yep. And I worry about them people that are 50 kilometres because they're the only ones that are going to come in and see me.
Yep. Well, Amazon.
You know, I can't remember the last. Yeah, I can't remember the last time I went into an Apple store and bought a phone. I do it online now. Yep.
Well, Amazon. Yeah, exactly. Amazon were the big, you know, the original, even before the going back the what they call the .com bust back in the early 2000s. I mean, they were one of the first big players, and I mean, they never had any bricks and mortar places. They just had huge warehouses. Which they still do, but and they just sent their stuff via the net, and they were one of the first the big companies that came online.
You look at Uber.
Yep.
You know, they're the biggest transport company that moves of people in the world that don't own one car.
Yep.
I use it all the time. I love Uber.
And Airbnb is now massive as an accommodation provider, isn't it? It's come out of nowhere.
Yeah. I think the thing too, guys, with the whole technology-based businesses, a lot of people think entrepreneur or even I'll go back corporate. My wife, Hayley Hughes, she comes from a very corporate background. You know, she was an economist in the government, real typical bean counter, you know, 9 to 5, 6 weeks off at Christmas, et cetera, et cetera. And she left that industry to become an entrepreneur in the makeup world. She's now one of Australia's leading makeup educators at the Institute of Makeup. Now, she has been able to completely change. She's changed hundreds of women's lives by educating them on how to do makeup, and she's done that via the internet. Everything that she does and everything that we do now, it's all via the internet. You know, we don't even have an office anymore. We work out of home. Like with Steve, we work out of Steve's house. We walk around in board shorts and thongs. Like, it's been that hot on the Gold Coast, guys. As all women, when she came out the other day, we're all standing there with our shirts off. You know, isn't that great, the fact that we can earn the sort of money that we can earn, change lives, and we do all that in the comfort of whatever we want to do it in, you know, like in our lifestyle. We don't need to change our lifestyle to suit anybody.
Awesome.
So Christian, what sort of technology do you like to use, mate? What's your favourite technology you like to use every day?
Mate, I'm a Mac boy. Yes. I keep things very – I think everybody is now. We discussed that earlier, Brad. Everything that I do, for me, I'm a man of ease and grace. I'm not super. I don't have every techie thing, but everything that I have works together. You know, the greatest thing that I can do is I can be sitting – was actually having a laugh the other day. I can be sitting on an aeroplane doing a sales call or doing Skype or doing email, and it's hooked up to the hotspot on the phone. Everything's linked in. There's no dropout. There's no problems.
Yep. And even FaceTime. Do you use FaceTime?
Yep, mate, we do FaceTime, we do Skype. I'm doing a lot of Facebook Live now.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Mate, being able to get a message out there's nothing more potent than live streaming. If you're capable and you're confident, because there's a lot of people out there that there's a lot of internet marketers, and I've got a lot of people that pre-record stuff, and I'm finding now the more real you are and the more you use that technology, it brings a lot more credibility to you. If you're willing to go out there and jump on something and have a crack and make a few mistakes, people find that engaging. They love it.
Yeah.
And, you know, you look at that. Google Hangouts, I use that a lot. That's brilliant.
Okay.
And pretty well every other social media platform. Twitter
Twitter and Instagram, do you use that?
Everything. I don't necessarily use Twitter and Instagram. I use Instagram to look at photos a lot, but everything's hooked up. Like, I've got social media management. I have Karina at Social Media Worldwide. She does all my social media work. I tell you what, if anybody's looking for social media anything to do with social media management. Karina at Social Media Worldwide, brilliant. What she does is she controls everything for me. She controls my posts. She controls, and this is the great thing, because being a public figure, or when you know what this one's all about, there's a lot of the time that you need to produce instead of actually delivering. So I have experts deliver that for us. You know, I'll go to Karina with content, with videos, whatever, and she'll get it out to my social media platforms in the right time, the right mannerism, and it just takes the headache away. Because as you guys know, the biggest thing with technology is you can get so caught up in it. Yeah. You know, I can, by the time I get off my Facebook and I'm doing this and that, it can be 11 o'clock sometimes in the day and nothing, there's no production. And you go, geez, that's everything just gets caught up that way.
Mm.
Yeah, Karina's awesome. We've had her on the show here before a few times, and she is brilliant. And she's, you know, the reason her business is now a multi-million dollar company is because people want their social media handled and they want it done well and elegantly. And also a lot of people have no idea how to grow a business using social media. So she's particularly good at that in a very elegant way. So it is, you know, it really is important to outsource. And of course, this is another beautiful thing about the internet is you can outsource and build a team so effectively for such a little amount of money. As I know, X10 Effect have got many people working in the company that are based all over the world. So can you say a little bit more about that, Christian?
Yeah, well, we really leverage that. And once again, it comes down to accessibility. And before, you know, for us, having a staff member as such, like a person that we call staff member, I don't think that's, in our opinion, it's not congruent to the right work ethic that we want. We want people to have ownership of everything they do in our company. It's a big thing for us. You know, we love the people that we work with. We call them more, but they're more of our family than our team. But everybody works for themselves. You know, they've got their own buy-in of their own company. Now, we've got people in the Philippines. We've got people that are based in Asia. We've got people based in Europe. And, like, even we've got our welcome on board lady who's just we hunted and hunted and hunted to find the right person that had the right personality and delivery. She happens to live in the UK. You know, she handles everything when it comes to welcome on board. Like, fancy having a full-time employee in the UK. You know, and you wouldn't know any different. She jumps on with Skype twice a week. Being able to have that ability to go out and I'm sure everybody heard the term VA, virtual assistant.
Yep.
Like you can get a virtual assistant now. You can get a virtual assistant for a quarter of the price of an in-house person where you've got to worry about offices, you've got to worry about, you know, it's a place of business. It's been the greatest thing. I think if somebody asked me what's the greatest thing that technology has brought into your business, it's being on the fly. You know, we don't have to be anywhere. We can be everywhere, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's awesome. You just need a laptop and internet. Away you go.
Yep, I don't need to have an office, you know. I think we've got upwards of nearly, I think, you know, with all of our mentors, I mean, upwards of nearly 20 staff, give or take. And they're everywhere, you know. And the great thing is they're working, like, and this is another big thing too, I talked before about having to blend and work with people's time. Like we sell to people all over the world. We mentor people all over the world. That means we've got to be open 24 hours a day. So having the ability to Skype, having the ability to do that on the fly, a lot of our mentors work hours, you know, from 3 p.m. to, you know, 2 a.m, and that's their day. They can get up and live a normal life. A lot of companies never had that ability to be able to bring revenue in from people overseas because they never were on the same time clock. Now we are. Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah, it's awesome. And I just want to add to that point because a lot of people say, oh, you know, you should support local people when you employ people and, you know, taking work offshore is not the right thing to do, blah, 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 right? I just want to add to that when a company grows, and I've seen a lot of companies in Australia that have used outsourced staff from the Philippines particularly. That's very popular in the Philippines because only a two-hour time zone difference and you can get very well-educated people for like $3 or $4 an hour US. It's crazy rates. When you grow a business, what happens is that actually more local people are also needed in those businesses as well. Like, for example, running events. As the events grow and as the business grows, you know, there's also more local people that can be employed. So it really helps to scale businesses using outsourcing. And it also helps to build those communities in those areas too and really helps change lives in some of these third world countries. So I think it's a great way to help people right across the world.
That's a really great point you brought up. And don't worry, I battled with that myself. And I allow myself, Alban, to take a step back and have a look at it from a different angle. Now, our marketplace and the people that we help are predominantly Australian. Yes, we do have students all over the world, but, you know, we resonate with Australians because we are. We talk the same language and we relate. Now, having an outsourced team allowed us to grow, number one, but it's allowed us to help more Aussies. Like, our goal in our business is to help as many people become financially free using what we teach at X10 Effect to be able to have a better lifestyle, be better parents, but more importantly, give more to the community. Well, we're not one of these typical internet market companies that are grabbing bucks. We're just not. For those that know who we are, we're changing the way that the internet and internet companies operate. You know, we are extremely ethical. We care. We're one of the few internet companies that have staff. Now, for us to have as many mentors as we do need to outsource some things to keep the costing down to have more staff and therefore be able to help more people. So we look at it from that angle. You know, we're changing people's lives inside Australia because we're big enough to.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That's how I see it.
Yeah, and you make the programs more affordable that way too, which is awesome. You know, it makes it more accessible for more people in Australia to actually get access to the education at a lower cost.
The biggest thing in Australia at the moment, in my opinion, is the lack of opportunity for the people from the ages, let's say 45 to 70. There's zero lack of employment out there. So there's lack of employment. They can't get a job. You know, like, because it's the younger person that wants the job. Even Daryl said, you know, when you were sitting behind the desk, somebody thought it was odd that a gentleman of your age wasn't an 18-year-old receptionist.
Yeah, you know, that's true, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Very true. But using the internet now, people can. You know, I have personally been responsible for picking people up the backside and saying, hey, listen, come and have a look at what we do. Jump onto extendeffect.com and have a look at what we do. And what that does to these people is open up an opportunity for them to have a better life. Now, you know, I'm sure you guys know what it's like to live life on point and have a passionate outcome. When you help as many people as we do and you see the lives that get changed through using technology, it's brilliant. But one thing I try to show people all the time is I am a normal person. Steve's a normal person. You don't need to be a tech to get into the industry. You know, bite off something, have a go, see what the internet and see what technology can do for you, because it's the ability to change everything you know and the way that you live. You know, you see that with media. Like, look at how many people you can touch and the lives that you change by getting on media platforms now. They were never there 10 years ago.
Oh, look, it's awesome. You know, it's so powerful now. I'm all about helping people get their message to the masses. And I love the fact that the world of media is changing and now there's more freedom of speech than ever before with platforms such as what we're doing right here, this podcast and a whole lot of other online mediums, social media, webcasts, videocasts. So much we can do now to get our message to the masses and actually make a difference and open minds and not just be brainwashed by mainstream media. So I think it's very exciting times. And, you know, the thing is that people don't embrace technology. They are going to stay behind because, you know, as robotics come in and there's less job security, as you mentioned, you know, really the way to go is online. It is actually job security online because you're going out to a global market and where people want the lifestyle freedom now. You know, things are going at a million miles an hour, you know.
Can't stress that enough, Orwin. Man, that's such a great point you brought up. It really is, because the biggest thing that people do at the moment that I get to talk to is they sit on their hands and think it's going to be okay. It's not. You know, like nine to five business and labor is getting cut down by robots. It's getting changed. And that's true. People sit there and think it's not true. It is. Now, how's this for technology? We sat down last night, Haley and I, we ordered dinner online, didn't talk to anybody, and Uber Eats. I don't know if you guys, have you guys heard of Uber Eats?
Yeah, yep.
Uber Eats, picked it up from the restaurant, dropped it off to me within 27 minutes, like I had a restaurant meal. I didn't talk to anybody. I didn't have to pay anybody. Well, I did, but nothing changed hands, and it turned up. Now, Uber is taking over the planet. They started off, they've ruined the transport. When I say ruined, they've made it heaps better. They've destroyed the old way that the taxi companies did it. And they've brought this amazing ability in for enterprise, free enterprise.
Yes, I agree. Taxi is going to be sold out. They'll go away very soon. and Uber will just take over.
But you know what the great thing is, guys? This is what I love about it. It's brought a real sense of urgency and customer service back. Because remember the old days, you get in a taxi, they stunk, they didn't care. And there was like, man, you know what? You got no choice. You've got to ride with me.
Drivers, mate. Some of the drivers are so bloody rude and, you know, just crazy. You know, some of the drivers you get in with and, you know, just they don't talk and, you know.
Mate, now it's an experience. You get into your Uber car, it's an experience.
Yep.
You know, I think that's amazing. That's what technology does. Technology brings abilities, you know, like and this is the biggest thing that we've noticed is that people are starting to change and go, you know, what happens if I educated myself a little bit differently than what I thought I could be? And the biggest things having support, or when you mentioned before about outsourcing, you know, like we outsource all of our media to you because you're the expert. You know, I can't get myself – like you've got us onto the podcast today. You're the one that gets people out there. You get the message out. You get the words out. Like there was back in the day you had to handle everything. Now, because you can become an expert in a particular area, and that's what we teach people to do at X-Town Effect. We teach people how to be experts. And it changes what their day looks like. It changes what their future looks like. It might sound a bit la-la, but I tell you what, you know, when you get to talk to somebody and they say, hey, listen, you know, I've gone from not having a job to bringing in $50,000 a year at a 55-year-old person, you go, man, that's powerful. That's what it's like to be having a computer on your lap and going, well, let's make money internationally.
Yeah, and the beauty is you only need to know 10% more than someone to actually teach something. And this is the beautiful thing is that everybody has knowledge in something. You know, everyone, when you say the word expert, people think, oh, I've got to be amazing. I've got to have had these phenomenal results and all this sort of thing. But that's actually not the point at all. You can actually just package up your knowledge from what you currently know, put a program together. And, you know, the thing is you'll learn and grow as you do the work as well. And you can create programs and so you can sell programs before you've even created them too, which is an awesome thing that's happening a lot. So
but that's our number one philosophy. We tell everybody we've got a saying at X10 Effect and it says ready, fire, aim. Just do it and make it. Some of our most successful students have got great ideas, so they jump onto a webinar, educate people, build a need, give a solution and sell a program. And they sit back and go, gee, Willie, because I've got to create it now. But there's nothing more driving than having a massive amount of money come into your account through a webinar and then having to create a program, because you'll do it because you want to deliver. And as you said, Alban, you don't need to be the best. You just need to be an expert. And an expert, in my opinion, is somewhere that knows as much as they can about the product, are willing to deliver it and deliver over and above what the next person's going to do. And in my eyes, if you've got the results on the board and you can prove them, then you're an expert. You know, and that's a good thing to know. Now, you don't need to know everything. You just need to know the majority of it and deliver it well.
Yeah. And once you sell it, then you have that accountability. Then it's like, right, I've got to deliver. And you want to do a good job, obviously, for your people and be in integrity around that. And, you know, I just want to touch on here about, you know, people that are in 9-to-5 jobs. And, you know, I must say it's easy to, I guess, get comfortable in a 9-to-5 job, particularly when you've got mortgages and things like that. What do you suggest to people that are in 9-to-5 jobs? You know, what's the best ways for them to step out and actually take on the internet and look at starting a business online?
That's a brilliant question. To answer that one correctly, it's about doing your research. Like I urge everybody, if you are looking for an internet-based opportunity, I don't mind saying it, we're the best in the business. Jump onto x10effect.com and book a call with one of our mentors and have a chat to see if we're right for you. It's about asking the question. People don't ever come to us, and I know any of the other companies that are similar to us, nobody ever comes to us and say, you know what, I'm doing really well in my life. I love it. I want an internet business. I've never had one. I have people that come along and say, listen, I'm in a position now where it's time for me to do something different because I'm in pain, you know. I don't think anybody goes and searches out Alban anything different until they're in enough pain. But be open, ask questions. Be open to doing something that's completely different, because it's the old saying, if you continue to do what you do right now, you're not going to get a different result. I think it's called the definition of insanity. You know, go out there, educate yourself, ask questions. What does this give me? What probably more importantly, I always get people to focus on the end result. What's this going to do for your life? You know, people, it's really hard. When I say people, I generalize and I say that a lot of people come to us and they go, listen, I'm ready to be taught. Find a company that does what we do. Find a company that backs what they offer, that has mentors and has accountability. You know, really do your research. If you're a person that's listening to this and going, you know what, I reckon I can get online and change how I make money, do your research first. Make sure you research, you know, the back end of the company. How long have they been around for? What's their specialty? What can they offer? And do they have support? Is there somebody you can jump on the phone to ring? Because even though we're internet-based, we are still approachable. That's our biggest point of difference. Like, oh, you know, you come into our office and our office is full of people.
Yeah.
You know, you can't outsource customer service. When I say outsource it, you can't have a click button. You know, if somebody wants a help desk and it's just a click button help desk, that's a problem. You want to know that you can call somebody up and say, hey, I'm having some trouble. And that's a really important thing to know. You know, make sure that the people you're working with are accessible.
Yes, absolutely.
Especially in our age group.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'd suggest that to look at, if you want to leave a 9-to-5 job, look at what are some things that you love to do? What are some things that you're currently paying for to get help in a certain area? Because often, you know, when you look at your values and things that you value and things that you're currently spending money on, it's very likely other people will spend money on those things too. So if you're very passionate about an area, you're educated in that area, you could actually package up something and help other people similar to yourself who want that thing. So I guess look at how you can help people and how you can package up what you do or what you know to help people. That's if you're going to build a program. And then there's people making a hell of a lot of money on eBay, as you know, and things like that, just, you know, selling other people's programs and other people's products. Well, and
just simply what you said there, Alwyn, exactly. The amount of people that come to me for a conversation and say, I don't really know. And now we know that everybody out there has got a $4,000 to $10,000 idea tucked away in their head that you can monetize. Now, the two conversations that I have with people is I go, say, what's your passion? What are you good at? And what are you better at than anybody else? Okay? And then they'll come off and they say, I might be into training, I might be into gardening, I'm into health and fitness. And I go, beautiful. Do you feel that you could help somebody in this area, X, Y, Z? And they go, absolutely, I could. I said, would you be willing to jump on and coach somebody online to help them that? And they go, yep, great. Now, you've got an ability to run a webinar and make money. Simple as that. Or if you're not that way inclined, do you know an expert? This is the great thing about webinars, guys, and I think the biggest, for me, this is the biggest hook, and this is why I come into the company, because I just saw it and went, wow, that's amazing. You can go like, oh, when I can come to you, you're the media expert. You're the number one media expert in Australia. I can come to you and say, listen, can I interview you? Can we put together a package on how you can sell what you offer? I'll run webinars. I'll take care of all the back end. All I need you to do is rock up and present and then deliver, and I'll take care of everything and we'll do a partnership.
Yep.
You see how potent that is? All of a sudden, you're focusing on what you love to do. I'm taking your revenue and tripling it, sometimes quadrupling it, and all you need to do is rock up at this particular time online, deliver amazing content, and then sell the program, and then I'll take care of everything else because I know how to do webinars. To see how potent it is, I can show a person, like our company teaches people how to do that, how do we leverage other people's expertise. And this is the great thing. If you are an expert, this is the kicker. If you are an expert, you are generally too busy to do that. You know, if you're so good at what you do, you need somebody to run the sales and marketing. That's where the revenue is. You know,
because
if you're looking at your own business, it's hard. You can't see this. And it's generally too hard, then you don't do it. So if you get an expert that comes in that knows how to run webinars, and there isn't anything out there that converts like a webinar. Like, you can do 1 in 10 sales. For every 10 people on a webinar, you'll sell a program, as opposed to 1 in 100 on a website. Now, that's amazing. And there's nothing out there that does it better.
Yeah, it's very powerful and very instant. And, you know, it is an instant world now. Everyone wants things yesterday. So, you know, it's a fantastic way to go to the masses, and you don't even have to leave home.
And it's true too. You know, like it is one to many, and people want it right now. You know, I think we're in the last check was our attention span used to be just over 6 minutes. Now it's 43 seconds. You know, 43 seconds. I sit down and watch. When I sit down, I don't really sit down much, or when, you know, that I'm running around like a chicken with its head cut off. But if I ever sit down and watch TV, I generally have an iPad going and I have a phone going. And I'm looking at emails on the phone, and I'm looking through Instagram and Facebook on the iPad and watching, you know, whatever's on TV. Well, we never did that 5 years ago.
See,
the attention spans. Yeah, attention span's gone, but it's good because, you know, I'm educating myself. I'm, I'm a huge I'm into my education. I love it. You know, I can podcast and I can listen to things.
What sort of podcast you listen to?
Mate, I do a lot of Grant Cardone, a lot of Gary V, Brian Dice. Yeah, just the stuff like that, generalized sales.
Yeah, got a question for you.
Yeah.
He was in – apparently he came to Melbourne, but he did something different though at some sort of presenting thing. He wasn't actually there, but he used something else to present.
Was that Gary V or –
Gary V.
He was here, man. When was he here?
Oh, I'm not sure. He was here, I don't know, probably – I don't know, a few weeks ago maybe, but I don't think he was actually here in Australia. He was using some sort of technology to do this conferencing in here in Melbourne, but
wasn't like virtual reality.
I know what that is. Yeah, no, to give you an example, right? This is even we're looking at doing this. It's virtual hologram.
That's it.
Right?
That's
so
it.
It's, man, you can go now. Like as I said, you know, we educate people all over the world. People still want to touch you and see you and feel you.
Yep.
Well, we're looking into what does this look like for us in 2 to 3 years. Can we hold a seminar? Tony Robbins has done this, right? Tony Robbins did it, and it was – they reckon it was phenomenal. You know the old Star Wars Brad, you or Daryl, you definitely remember. Yep. You know the hologram that would come up, and it would be it would be the Obi-Wan Kenobi or something that would be talking
to the,
Luke Skywalker.
I think the big – some of the big US news networks – use them in particular when it's like an election time or some really big issue. And I've seen clips where they've had, if you like, an in-house newsreader or someone standing there delivering something, and then next to them has been another person. But in effect, it was a hologram of the person or a hologram of a hologram of a graphic instead of it just being a flat, so it looked more 3D. But yeah, it's like yeah, like the Star Wars, you know, Princess Leia popping out of R2-D2's whatever it was.
Because I thought he was actually going to be here in Australia, and I called the person who emailed me the press release, and she said to me, "Oh no, he's not going to be here. They're using some sort of software or something like that."
Yeah, it might even be something like Microsoft has got its HoloLens and
It must be. I don't know, mate, but I couldn't believe it when she said he wasn't going to be here. But
and you know, and if you've sort of And if you follow Robert Scoble, he's now right into virtual reality stuff. It's either – you'll either be able to sit there and watch the person in as a hologram, or you'll just put a set of VR goggles on, and not only will you see the person, but you'll be transported to their, if you like, convention centre or their setup rather than them just appearing – you know, on a stage in, say, Melbourne, you'll be transported to wherever they're actually at.
Yeah.
As if you're sitting in London in whatever.
I look at that, guys. We've discussed that Daryl, exact thing for our webinars.
Yep.
Like, webinar is a web-based seminar.
Yep.
You know, but it won't be long before it's a seminar. Everybody will have VR goggles. Bang them on and they'll watch us. Like, we can present, or you can present, Auburn can present. People put their VR goggles on and they're right there.
What's your view on the Google Glass when they were out, Christian? When they were coming out, when they were out a while back, mate? Did you ever get into them or?
Mate, I did. My first experience was the I think Samsung brought one out. You know, you plug your phone into it.
Okay.
And I remember looking at that, and like one of the boys brought it into the office and said, "You have a go at this," and I was blown away. I couldn't believe it. And since that, it's now evolved. And I mean, being in technology, they're evolving in things we don't even know about it. So when that comes out, and everybody says, "Oh, it won't happen," I've stopped using that phrase. It won't happen.
Yeah.
People won't get into it. Every time I've heard that, people are into it.
Exactly. There's Snapchat glasses now. You can buy these Snapchat glasses and stuff, and you can do Snapchat with.
I think Google Glasses was although Google were running it out with their developers and all that, I think it was really for Google. It was an experiment. They were looking to see, okay, how does this work? What are the issues that we're going to run into? And not just, you know, the technology issues, but the ethical and moral issues of, you know, walking into, say, a restaurant, you know, with a set of glasses on that you can actually record what's going on in the restaurant and all the rest of it. And they did that with the developer community and all those, and again, the geeky people who want to be the first to try something. And then that's why they then stopped it after a certain amount of time and said, right, we've got all this data And I'm sure that there's people at the back end of Google now that are analysing all that and working out, okay, if we're going to release something in a few years' time to the mass market, we want to be able to solve these problems before they arise, so that we, you know, so that, you know, when they do bring it out, a lot of these issues will have been resolved. And I think that was the reasoning behind why they sort of tested it. And some people said, oh, it failed and that they stopped using it. I never actually thought it was going to ever be a mass market device. It was really for the developer community and the geeks to test it on behalf of Google. And then Google got all the data back from that and said, right, what are the issues? What have we got to resolve before we could produce a mass market set of glasses or a VR headset or whatever you want to do? And I think, you know, you'll find in the next, if it's not the next few years, it might even be shorter, that probably Google will come out with something like that. But, yeah, it's interesting.
Do you think they're worth the money, Darryl?
The $1,500 was really...
I think it was a ripoff.
Yeah, but it was really for developers. It was priced at that sort of thing because you know, they didn't want mass market people rushing in and saying, you know, if they sold it for a couple of $100, you'd have millions of people saying, I want one. They really wanted, the only people they wanted using it are dedicated developers that use Google stuff, or really dedicated geeks who are quite happy, like, you know, to test it for them. If they made it a really low price point, everybody, including ourselves, would have all rushed out and said, we want a pair of these. And it would have been a nightmare for them because they probably wouldn't have been able to mass produce at that stage the numbers. So they left it at $1,500, and you and I went, oh, my God.
When Robert Scoble came into Melbourne and I tried them, I couldn't use it. It's too hard.
Well, they're the issues that, like, it was like 3D televisions, you know, 2 or 3 years ago. 3D televisions were going to be the thing. And Harvey, I can remember Jerry Harvey going, you know, in his normal whiny sort of voice was going about, it's going to be the next big thing and we're going to have them. And of course, what happened was it wasn't the next big thing because there were issues of people getting headaches and there were not the content and a whole heap of issues. And 3D TVs just died. And I think that, you know, if you're going to bring something out like that, you've got to sort of preempt what are the potential problems before you start pushing it. And hopefully, you know, if you test it with a group of people, you get iron them out, and then when you mass market it, whether it's whatever, it's Google or whoever, you've got a product that people are going to at least use. But I remember Leo Laporte with the 3D TV, and if you think, because he, you know, in his podcast, he's always getting the latest thing to test, and he was saying it won't work. Because he said, I'm getting headaches. He said, blinding headaches watching it. So
Have you seen his tablet that he uses on his podcast, Darryl?
No.
You should say it's a huge big screen on his table. It's unbelievable.
Oh, I haven't watched his later. But he's like you're saying, Chris, he started off as an old media technology guy. In other words, he was on television, he was on various other things, he won an Emmy award, all that sort of stuff. I think it was a daytime Emmy, so it wasn't like the prime time night ones. But he started off and he was working for the man, and he was working for tech companies and that. And every so often, you know, the program would, so he'd get fired, you know, oh, we're not getting the ratings, we're not getting this, see you later. Mm. And he got sick of it. So he started his podcast off in a little tiny room with two other guys in 2005, and now he's got, as I said, he's got a studio that a lot of TV networks would drool over having. Oh, it's a multi-million dollar studio. And he's probably, well, he's multi-millionaire himself now, and that's through, he took technology, and he stretched technology. I mean, he used Skype in the early days, and he had this system called Skype-a-saurus, which he set up all these monitors with Skype on it, and he had a technician set it all up. And he was stretching everything.
I think he still does that.
Yeah, he still uses Skype. Yeah, and so he's using the technology that's out there, and he's making but the thing, he controls all his own content. He controls where it's serviced. He's got his own servers, so he doesn't have to rely on YouTube. And so, he's an example in the podcasting field of how you can make a lot of money.
Oh, definitely.
That's
definitely
the biggest thing, is control too, isn't it? You want to make sure you've got control of it.
Yep.
Well, that's right, and you have multiple platforms.
I wouldn't control this podcast because I wouldn't be happy.
Well, see, it's having multiple platforms because, like you, Kristen, you were talking about, you know, GoToMeeting and your own software and various other things. You know, if you rely on one platform, say, for example, I just use YouTube as an example, but if you rely on one platform for your business and that platform goes away, you know, Google says, oh, well, we're tired of YouTube. It's not making any money. We're going to shut it down. And not that they're going to, but if they, you're actually stuffed. So you've got to have multiple platforms, because you just can't rely on Facebook or YouTube or any one, because if they go away for whatever reason, or they change their terms and conditions, which makes it impossible for you to use it, then you're in that proverbial space, and then so if you've got control of your content, and if you've got multiple platforms, that's what I always say to people.
All right, this has been 50 minutes, Darryl, so we have to wrap the podcast up. Christian, thanks for being on the podcast, mate.
Guys, thank you so much for having me. Orwin, thanks for the invitation. Thank I really appreciate being able to share what we do.
Thank you for coming on. It's been awesome.
It's been very awesome.
And guys, just one last thing. If anybody wants to have a chat about getting out of 9-to-5 and using technology to change their life, www.x10effect.com. Go out there, hit the chat button. Let's have a chat. Let's see what we can do and help you change your life with technology.
Awesome, man. Can you put that link in the chat for us so I can put that in the show notes?
Mate, I will do. Absolutely.
Awesome.
Good on you guys.
Thanks, Christian.
For being
on. Thanks so much, Orwin. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Awesome. You've got so much knowledge to share. We could do quite a few more of these shows together, I'm sure, and be able to chat around new information. That's awesome. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Christian.
Really appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See ya.
So, Darryl, how was your week? How's your week been before we wrap up the podcast? And we'll go to Alderman as well.
Yeah, no. A good week here. I purchased, talking about Apple devices, I got a new iPad. And talk about technology, I went on to Apple's website Sunday night and had a look and finalised it and ordered it. And, you know, I live in country Victoria, and even though Monday was a public holiday here in Victoria for Labor Day, it arrived midday Tuesday. Not just the iPad, but I had, you know, the iPad cover, and I also needed a cable so I could plug it into our data projector at work. And that all came at exactly the same time, because I need it for next week. So I haven't had a big chance to play with it yet, but it's my first impressions are, well, because it's 5 years since I had an iPad, so it's a big jump for me from the iPad 3 to the iPad Pro. It's, you know, it's so much, of course, snappier, faster. Well, that's obvious because it's, you know, new performance. But the video, like I was watching a movie last night on Netflix, and just the screen quality, the difference between my old iPad, which I thought at the time what was wow, you know, when I first saw videos, and this one, the iPad Pro, is just like chalk and cheese. It's glorious colours, and sitting there lying on the sofa watching a Netflix movie last night, you know, with the headset going, it was just fantastic. So just been busy at work, receptioning, 54-year-old receptionist, not too bad. I can still sit and answer a phone and talk to customers on the counter. So that's been my week.
Good stuff, Darryl. What about you, Alderman? How's your week been? And anything exciting happened during the week?
Yeah, I've had an awesome week. I've actually been in Sydney doing an accelerated coaching program with Authentic Education. And what that's going to do is give me an international accreditation in coaching, so that when I mentor my clients for media training, or, you know, actually I can do life and business coaching now as well. It's going to be, basically I'm accredited. I've been doing it anyway, but this is just going to give me an accreditation. And, you know, the thing about getting your message out to the masses, whoever it is, they've got to get over their own stuff. So there's actually a lot of personal development involved, because people have to have the confidence to be able to get out there with their message, to promote their products or service, or anything like that. So really there's a lot of sort of subconscious blockages that we need to work through with people sometimes, so that they have the confidence to go out into the media with their message, whether it's online or offline traditional media. So I've been actually doing this course, and I've just actually popped out from the course today, and we're just working on shadow values. So we're looking at people's values and their shadow values. So when people have certain values, they also have some subconscious or shadow values that are the dark side of. So basically, like everything you do, there's a payoff and a cost for it. So we're looking at both sides of what motivates people to do what they do. So it's a fascinating course, and that's why I'm in Sydney, and I'm here until tomorrow. So it's a 6-day program here, and there's over 100 people here from all over Australia, which has been awesome to connect with other difference makers and like-minded entrepreneurs and business people. And Authentic Education is actually the only education company in Australia that's made it in the BRW top 100 list. So they're really doing an awesome job, and they're helping people live their love. And that company is run by Ben Harvey and Cham Tang, who are awesome guys in Sydney. I've done quite a few of their programs. So I'm a sponge for knowledge. I love education, and I'm constantly evolving and growing and developing myself so I can be the best version of me. And so I absolutely just love all of this. So if people want to connect with me, they can just Google my name, Aldwyn Altener. You'll find me on Twitter at Aldwyn or at Mass Media Queen, also on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Google Plus, YouTube, then go to my channel, Aldwyn Altener, and see all my online shows there. And I'm always looking for guests for those shows. So if you think you'd be a great guest, contact me also. And did I mention Instagram, Pinterest as well? So, and then my media website, aaxpose.com. That'll pop up if you Google my name. So as always, it's been an awesome show. Thanks, guys. It's been great to be on. Thanks for having me as a co-host.
That's great.
Yep, no problem.
And Daryl, we didn't find out, Daryl, where we can find out more about you.
Oh, me. You can find out on the Twitters at LearnScape, so, or on Google Plus. I even installed the Google Plus app on my new tablet, so on my new iPad. So there, I still use it. Plus Daryl Hunt at Google Plus, so you can track me down there and engage with me if you wish.
And you can get me on Twitter at Brad Odden Tech Webcast. Next week we got Kevin Carpenter on. Next week as a guest, Daryl.
Cool. That'll be excellent.
Kevin on next week.
Excellent, awesome. Excellent.
I'm not sure why he's on next week, but he's wants to be on next week. So.
Well, everybody wants to be on. That's the thing. They're all they're all queuing up and elbowing each other out of the way to be on the show.
Exactly, mate. Exactly. And also shout out to Jennifer for doing a $10 pledge during the week too, Daryl.
That was fantastic. Yes. And so if you are listening and you wonder what this thing is, Patreon, and that, you jump over to patreon.com/techwebcast and you can support Tech Webcast. And maybe you can help Brad get a new stand for his microphone, because has been telling me he's been having some issues with it collapsing on him and breaking.
Well, you had it last week when I was banging on the table.
Exactly. It was sort of like I'm thinking, my God, what's he doing? He's got a hammer out on his desk and he's hammering it back in. So if anyone thinks, to support the podcast, those are the sorts of things. And so jump online. Support Patreon by $2 or $4 or a dollar if that's what a month. And so let's help Brad get a new stand for his microphone before it collapses in the middle of a podcast and that sort of thing.
While you guys were talking,
I could sort of hear a few slight noises there, and I didn't want to actually come on and say, "Oh, Brad, have you broken your mic stand again?" So get him a new mic stand by jumping onto patreon.com/techwebcast and supporting Tech Webcast. So there you are.
Cheers, mate. Appreciate the shout out there. And also shout out to Jacob Jones.
Yes, Jacob.
He wanted a shout out. Just you messaged me before, he wanted a shout out. So shout out to Jacob Jones.
Jacob.
Hello, Jacob. And that's about it. Hey, Jake. Do you want to wrap the podcast up, Darryl?
Yeah, so that's another great episode of Tech Webcast has come and gone. And to quote Leo Laporte, another Tech Webcast is in the can.
Tech Webcast. The hosts and guests are unsurpassed. Tech Webcast. 'Cause technology, it moves so fast. Tech Webcast. Ha, stick around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah! Tech, 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 tech webcast. Ha, ha. Tech, 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 tech webcast.
Big ups to Andrew, to Brad, Jody, Steve, and Jennifer. Boom!